Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, this was a rip our hearts out night, scattered on the ground this morning. Good morning to you. As best as it can be a good morning. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. All right, so Seth Joyner joins us the day after every Eagles game. He also joins us on Mondays, which is why in this unique situation, he's going to join us in a moment and be with us for a few minutes by phone. But then on Monday when we're back at studio, Seth will be with us in studio as well for a further breakdown. Now, before we get to Seth, let's get to our NFL picks as we do every single Friday at this time. And I'm going to keep this as short as can possibly be because obviously no one's in the mood for anything other than the Eagles and Phils right now. So I'm just going to tell you I'm taking Denver -7 at the Jets, Pittsburgh -5.5 versus Cleveland, and I think the winner of the day, the Dallas Cowboys -3 at Carolina. John, your three selections, what do you got?
What was your last one?
Dallas -3.
what were the records last week?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to do this really, really fast. You were good. I was bad. I don't have it all in front of me, but you're way up on me.
All right. You really wanted me to just do it like
that? Yeah, no, just, I mean, we got one cares.
We got Seth on hold. Just make the picks.
Seahawks +1.5. Lions +2.5. Chargers -4.5.
All right, you got it, my man. We'll assess all next week. John's kicking my ass so far this week, but trust me, that's not why I'm ducking him here. We got a million things to get to. All right, Seth Joyner. Man, it's funny. Seth was texting me during the Phils playoffs this year, all cap text. He was all ticked off and covering it all with us this morning. Seth, good morning, pal.
I don't know how good it is this morning.
Dude, this one sits really heavy, Seth. We'll get to the Eagles a little bit, but what is your Phillies reaction to what occurred?
You know, I've been watching the Phils play all season, and, you know, we all love this team. I was walking around town yesterday with my Phillies hat on. Really felt good about yesterday's game. And I really felt good about their chances of winning until I saw Orion Kerkering warming up in a high-leverage situation. Like, as a manager, like, you know your players. As a head coach, you know your players. And he has not been productive in high-leverage situations all season long. So when I saw him warming up, we were actually watching the game and watching the baseball at the same time.
Yeah, of course.
And I looked over at Mark Farzetta. I said, Farzy, look who's warming up. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And I get it. There was no other choice. But not in a high-leverage situation with runners on the corners. That's just, you know, it just... And then when I saw the play, I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
He totally panicked. Yeah. Like, you spend the entire, you know, training camp, if you will, baseball training camp, and you go over those types of situations over and over and over and over again so that they become second nature. And he threw the ball wide right to home plate when you had to play at first base, and that's what you practice? Oh, my gosh, man.
Seth, he lost his brain. So with one out, you'd have to come home because, you know, you're not getting a double play otherwise. So with one out, you have to come home. But with two outs, you get the easiest out, which in this case clearly would be first base. It's the only spot where a guy actually has to run 90 feet. you know, the guy coming from third already has about a 15-foot advantage, maybe 20, based on how he's moving down the line. So that guy doesn't even have to go 90 feet. The guy from home plate has to get out of the hit sequence to even begin running, has to go, you know, even more than 90 feet to cross home plate and get all the way down there. And he completely lost his brain. But I'll tell you, Seth, we can talk about that, and we will forever. We will. But the guys at the top of the lineup for me is so much more in my mind. I mean, the reality is in three of the four games, Trey, Schwarber, and Bryce didn't hit. And you know, as someone that played at an exceptionally high level, if your main guys don't do their job, like your quarterback doesn't do his job or the star whatever doesn't do his job, if three or four or five of those guys don't do the job, it's very, very, very difficult to win.
No, listen, you're 100% right. You know, I think part of the problem is I just feel like this baseball team is so, and this is kind of the new Major League Baseball thing, you know, that they talk about launch angles and all that nonsense, exit velocity, and all. You know, how about when you got runners in scoring position, you choke up and put the ball in play? Like, every other team does that. But the Phillies will get up, two guys on the bags, one out, and everybody's swinging for the damn fences. Pop flies, foul balls. They speed them up, and then slow them down. They're trying to, you know, they're hunting the fastball, and they take a big hack at it and strike out. You know, I'd be curious, and I know the stat is out there somewhere in this data analytics driven world, I should say. I wonder how many times the Phillies strike out with runners in scoring position. You know, and how many times they stand there and watch the best pitch that they're going to get in the first two pitches. Mm-hmm. They don't swing at them, and then they breaking ball, curve ball, sinker. You get all of these balls that are off speed or breaking, and those are the ones that they swing like hell at. But the first two pitches they get, because pitchers don't like to get behind in the count,
yeah.
Fastball. Like, if you're hunting fastball, get up there and be ready to hit the fastball, you know, the first
for
two
sure.
pitches. It just, like, blows my mind. I'm, like, standing there. I'm like, dude, he threw it right down the middle. 95 down the middle. Right in your breadbasket. And you stood there.
Well, you know, yeah, Seth, I heard Ruben say something postgame on TV that I will admit I didn't necessarily notice, but he indicated he thought the Phillies missed a lot of opportunities where the Dodgers pitchers missed their spot. And there were hitterable balls, and the guys didn't get them. So, you know, it's
they chase. I agree with all of that, but they chase a lot of balls out of the zone.
Sure,
and they don't chase them to, like, you know, choke down, half swing, quarter swing, you know, trying to put the ball in play. They chase them trying to swing, trying to go for the long ball, trying to be the hero all the time.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and they did it when they lost the World Series, the last one they were in. They did it when they did it with the Diamondbacks when they were up 2-0 and crashed. Same thing. So, I mean, how long do you continue with this methodology about how you're going to go about playing the game and have a consistent exit from the playoffs the way that they have before you make a philosophical change about how you hit?
Well, Seth, let's get to the Eagles, and we'll keep it on the short side because we got so many callers wanting to get in here on the Phils. But let me just tee up this question to you. My main takeaway from last night is I think the Eagles might miss the playoffs. I'm not predicting that they definitively will, but it's the first time I thought they might miss it. I mean, they're not good right now, and they got major injuries that have set in. And frankly, I thought they got exceedingly lucky with winning multiple games they won. CeeDee Lamb drops, Kelsey drop. Jordan Davis blocks a kick. I mean, they could flat out be like 1-5 right now. They've been outgained in every game this year in yards, 0-6 in that regard. So I actually now think it's on the table. They might miss the playoffs. Do you agree with me?
Listen, I'm not going to. I know how hard it is to win games from week to week, so I'm not going to belittle the games that they won because they won them. no matter what the circumstances are, you know, you win how you win. It's hard to win. But they're in trouble. They're in trouble because the players see the problems that the coaches can't identify. Okay? And the players are struggling to play it to the level that they need to. The offensive and defensive lines are a shadow of what they were. The quarterback is, I don't know whether it's injuries, you know, philosophies. Well, I don't, I think on the defensive side of the ball, we're just not as good as, you know, we think we are. On the offensive side, you can put some of it on, you put some of it on injury, but when I watch Jordan Mailata get pushed back, you know, in the backfield by a guy that he outweighs by damn near 100 pounds, when I see Cam Jurgens just get destroyed on every run play, pushed back in the backfield 3 to 4 yards, you know, when I see Tyler Steen, you know, miss blocks because his angle was bad. You know, that kind of stuff, that's on the players, you know? I mean, where's the want to?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And then, you know, just and Jalen missing, you know, plays that he should make. Listen, when you hear Jalen talk about execution, when you hear when you hear Devontae Smith talk about being on the same page, and then you hear Lane Johnson of all people talk about predictability. These are things, John, that, you know, I've been talking about from game one, and Jalen talking about getting better, and Nick Sirianni talking about getting better. Well, guess what? You've played 6 games and you haven't gotten one iota better. The play calling hasn't gotten better. The players haven't gotten better. And everybody talk about the 2023 collapse. No. You know what this is starting to look like? This is starting to look like 2018 after Doug Peterson lost.
Wow.
Won the Super Bowl. Okay? The 2018 after Doug Peterson won the Super Bowl, and by the time you got to 2019, he was out the door and we had a whole new coach. Wow. A whole new staff, whole new quarterback. This is what that looks like if they don't get their heads out of the, you know what.
That's quite a comparison. Seth, we'll do a much deeper dive with you on Monday, my man. I appreciate carving out a few minutes today, and Monday we'll do the full hour in studio, man. Thanks so much, Seth.
You got it, guys.
All right, there he is. That's an interesting comparison at the end. He was off by 1 year. After 2020, they got rid of Doug, but I get his point. The 2018 thing is interesting because this team's not nearly as good as last year's team. Similar to how 2018 not as good as 2017. All right, no drop of the week today. We normally do it, but we're not messing around with funny stuff from our show this week. I mean, what's the point? So drop of the week, though, when we do it, brought to us by Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination. Seltzer, do you think our heart will be in the mood to drop of the week 7 days from now?
Honestly, I don't know, man. I don't know. Especially because, like, we're not going to have another Eagles game by then. Like, there's no chance to make it feel any better. Like, we're going to have to sit with this for the next, 10 days or whatever.
Rhea,
and just
give me your prediction.
No reprieve.
Yes.
Rhea, forget our desires one way or the other for Topper to be kept or not. Do you think he will be back or not?
I do not, because I don't think there's enough changes that they can make with the roster because of the contracts. So I think, you know, he's not going to tolerate no changes.
What'll be interesting, and we'll probably, well, I don't say probably, we may never get the answers to what extent does John Middleton make this decisions this offseason with the fans in mind?
Like, oh, He's going to hear it.
And does he make changes, you know, as a result? You know, because a malaise can set in. It can affect ticket sales. And I just wonder if that is part of the equation.
You can't roll it back by going, all right, we're going to get rid of, you know, Marsh, Castellanos, right, and maybe Bone. That won't sell.
Well, I'll say this. I said this earlier in the week, and it's worth saying again. This is a round when the Eagles, prior to 04, got Terrell Owens and Javon Kearse. And if you make splash moves, you can re-energize everybody and that whole thing. That was after the Eagles had lost four straight years, yep, in the playoffs, three straight years in the NFC Championship game. So sometimes moves alone can re-energize people to the extent that that matters. But I don't know. It'll be fascinating to find out over the next few days. I do not expect us to hear today, tomorrow, or Sunday that Rob Thompson's in or out.
They brought him home on the plane.
Yeah, this is going to take some time. Yeah. Organizational meetings and all that. Let's go to Joe in Mayfair right now. Joseph, hello.
Well, hello, guys, and always a pleasure to listen to you guys every single day. And today's a bad day.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say I did see this coming. And I'm not mad at Kirkering. I'm not mad at a lot of the players, the pitchers. I'm not mad at the bullpen. I'm mad at the insanity of doing everything over and over and over again and expecting a different result. And me and Rhea agree on a lot of stuff. Topper, to me, is a great guy. He's great at keeping the locker room even keel for a long regular season, but he is not a big-time game manager and a manager who has the stones to tell his core group that, hey, we've already lost doing this. You got to start putting the barrel in the bat on the ball. You can't win with four hits and one run. We've seen this time and time again. I don't want to see Stott's uppercut swing again. I'm done with him. I'm done with Trey Turner swinging from the heels on outside pitches. He did that all postseason. Tired of seeing Harper 3-0 on a breaking ball in the dirt, and you think you're going to be the hero and get ready to have a 3-0 green light and hit a home run instead of just sitting there with the bat on your shoulders taking a pitch and he swung at it? Like, those are the things that drive me nuts.
Yeah. By the way, that does come back to Rob Thompson a bit. I mean, it's the manager's choice whether the player gets the 3-0 green light.
It's his responsibility going into spring training to have a different mindset when we just can't win one way.
Yeah.
Homer ball.
I will say this, though. I can understand Topper giving him a 3-0 green light because the idea is I trust Bryce to know what he should swing at, which is really only something in an exact zone that he's looking for, or not swing at all. And unfortunately, Bryce didn't handle it that way.
No, but he hasn't handled that way for the most part since his bedlam at the bank.
Yeah.
What I want to see the Phillies do with getting rid of Tomper, I do want to see some new life on this team. I do definitely want Harrison Bader left. He can play for me any day. I want to see him in left. I want to see Crawford in center. I want to see Harper in right. I want to see Alonso at first. I want some new life in this team. I want some energy on this team. I don't want Stott back. I'm sorry. I don't want him back. He's great defensively. He does nothing for me in the lineup. I'm tired of waiting for him. I want to move Trey Turner to second base, and I want to get a shortstop with speed. Well, you need contact hitters on this team. You do have to retool, as you said, plus. You do need to change the dynamic of this team. You have Pop. I want Schwarber back as my DH.
What Pop?
And what he wants.
What Pop, Joe? You got Schwarber, and that's it, dude. Harper is declining from a power perspective. They had no one else who had over 20 home runs this season. Like, this team has no pop. And Schwarber, we don't know if he's back. Like, this team lacks power
bear.
In a massive, massive way. A massive way.
That's what I said. You add Alonso.
You said
that's
this
pop.
Team has pop. They don't have pop. Alonso adds some, but they're light on power.
They are.
Yeah,
I mean, you can only have 15 to 20 home run guys. Like, Turner's 15 to 20. I don't want to see those guys anymore. I want JT back. I hope he can sign a two-year deal because I believe in him defensively, and I still think he has enough of a bat to be a great catcher for this team. But You have to change the dynamic in the clubhouse. You have to change the dynamic on the field. You need some speed. You need to do more things to get runs. With this starting pitching, you wasted an entire season the best starting pitching because you didn't know how to create runs or had the patience at the plate to create walks or get starting pitchers into higher pitch counts because of the fact you don't take pitches. And it came back to bite them again. And I am just tired of the manager who is responsible for the actions of the players and have their approach. And he didn't do it again this year. So you've got to change the whole dynamic. I don't know who's out there, but you definitely got to start with something fresh, and it's time to move on, guys.
I think part of the approach thing is players, though. I mean, I don't know how much. We've talked about this so many times, how hard it is to get 30-year-old guys to completely change. Like that's tough for a manager. Like, I don't know.
They got to buy in. These are grown men. They're set in their ways, certainly. And it's you need a manager who's able to get through to guys like that. I think they love Topper. They respect Topper. I don't know that his messages are getting through the way they need to any longer.
All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, I was glad that, because I don't know if it went through you guys, your mind, but I was glad that, you know, I guess JT didn't get hurt on the last play. His knee was in an incredibly vulnerable spot. As that runner's coming in, his knee's just sticking out there. And anyway, I thought about how entering free agency, he was – I know most people weren't thinking that, but it was dangling out there. All right.
He was stunned at that point.
Exactly, Rhea. Yeah. But if you notice, if you go back and check it out.
I thought the same thing when I watched
because
it.
Because if he's planted and that guy comes in and he doesn't get his leg out of the way, that knee can pop. And, you know.
I've only watched it 5,000 times.
Yeah, I know.
And I keep waiting for a different result.
I know. Boy, James, you really leaned into it today.
Yeah, it felt wrong playing anything that didn't, like, at least sound sad.
You let me down a little bit because you could have done the crying song from Roy Orbison.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man. Well, thank God for the 08 Phillies, 2017 Eagles, and 22 Eagles, or 24 Eagles for, you know, giving us something in the last 20 years, but. Look, you got to hand it to the 80 Phillies and the 08 Phillies. They're the only two groups that ever did it. It is hard. It is hard. I mean, I will net out a little different than some this offseason because I'll remind people 5 million times, 12 teams make the playoffs, and it's brutal. And, you know, I expect my team to get eliminated because, you know, that's what the probability tells you. But you just want to see them break through one of these years. And
well, Joe, you brought up the Dodgers so many times, and it sucks, and it's annoying to hear, but it's a perfect example. The Dodgers, what, 14 straight years they made the playoffs. Right. They've won two World Series, and one of them was the 2021, which was, you know, as Bobo as it gets.
That doesn't really count.
Yeah. No, you know, so it's like, you're right. I hate it, and I don't want to hear it right now, but you are right. Like, it's really hard, and just keep making the playoffs, and one of these years you break through, but it's tough.
And by the way, Brewers have made it a decent amount in recent years, and they keep losing, and they might lose in this round.
Six or seven straight for them or something like that, yeah.
Wow. All right. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, what's going on, pal?
Oh, what a morning. What a just an insanely awful 4 days of Philly sports. Kirkring thing was an epically bad decision. I will say this though. I mean, on the two moments in this series involving Kirkring, he threw an amazing pitch, and the outcome wasn't what we wanted. So I may be in the minority here, but the guy has electric stuff. He's young and he's cheap. I think he has a spot on next year's team, but I would also understand if the Phillies would just want to move on from him.
Could. There's also this reality. It's 2 years in a row we struggled in the postseason. So you start entering
three.
That.
Three. He wasn't good in the Diamondback series either.
Well, okay. Wow. So yeah, that becomes a factor for a team that's likely to make the playoffs again.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm on the keep Kirkring guy, but I'm not, you know, digging my heels in the sand.
It's a bit of a hard sell this morning.
Yeah.
Maybe on Monday.
Maybe on Monday. So... And real quick on the Eagles, like I think I was in a similar boat as Joe. Like I was totally just locked into the Phillies. I had my notifications turned off on my phone. Like my wife was saying, like, you see what just happened in the Eagles game? And I was like, be quiet. You know, but then after the Phillies game, I was just kind of zooming through like the commercials, almost kind of like in a fugue state. Like I didn't even really like, wasn't really watching the Eagles game like I normally do. So I was like, do I go back?
I did actually, Joe. I mean, listen, I watched it from 9:55 and took me 2 hours and 10 minutes, whatever the heck that was. I watched the whole thing, and I just think they're not that good. I'm telling you. Yeah. This concept that, like, they didn't show up to play, I see it very different. I think they're just not that good.
Well, they've been really good. They've been amongst the best. I take that bet. They've been the best team in the league several weeks this season.
I don't
know about that, man.
Their record was,
they
but I don't...
They are inconsistent. They've had injuries out the wazoo this season compared to last year that we are now seeing just how detrimental they can be.
Totally. And most are on the defensive side of the football.
Jalen Carter being out yesterday, we saw how big a difference it makes when he doesn't take two or three people every snap.
I agree.
We saw that we could not stop the run.
Yeah. No, and then the Quinion thing, I mean, that could be a month, you know? I mean,
Dickerson.
These cornerbacks are horrendous. Kelee Ringo is not capable of holding down the fort.
I mean,
we cannot
go
another week with Kelee Ringo as an outside cornerback.
And they knew that. They knew that in training camp. He's got to do something.
They did, but here we sit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also the Adoree Jackson thing. I mean, when I watch Adoree Jackson, I see Steve Nelson. I see a guy that's a veteran that started in this league. He's no good.
It's a perfect comp. And look, Jaquarian Bennett, I know he got hurt, but you trade a fourth-round pick for that guy and got nothing before he got hurt, too.
Yeah. And, guys, let's be real. For all of our excitement about the fact that Mukuba is a ball hawk, and I'll give him that, he is. He's killing them right now. I mean, that guy, it feels like gives the other team a free touchdown every week. Yeah, I mean, that's horrible. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. And maybe he turns into a good player, but who knows? I mean, it's Twitter poll. And by the way, it's not like Jalex Hunt is lighting the world on fire, not having Nolan Smith. I mean,
we don't have a pass rush.
No pass rush. Horrible. Twitter poll brought to us. So this is all part of why I say I think they could miss the playoffs. I really do.
We won't miss the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll see. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Now in stock at Armin Chevrolet, the stylish and safety pack 2026 Equinox. It has arrived. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question. With the way the Philly season ended, which emotion do you feel more this morning, anger or sadness? All right, let me take some guesses here. Rhea, your anger.
Anger, correct.
Seltzer, your sadness.
You bet.
John, you are straddling the fence, but you're probably more anger.
Yep.
Okay, and I'm more sadness.
Here we go, nailed it.
I'm not sadness. I'm not even close to sadness.
Okay.
I am PO'd.
All right. John, how do you think people voted on online?
I think angry is 60%.
Sadness is 52%.
Man.
Very close right there. Second poll question, do you want Rob Thompson back as the manager next season? Early gut feeling, less than 24 hours from when the season ended. As of right now, John, 67% say no. Mm-hmm. So we'll see where that one goes. Let's also get to the guided door and window to the weekend. As we look ahead to, well, nothing. We have no Phillies game.
Wow.
We have no Eagles game. No, I actually got one thing for you. So got a door and window of the weekend. Buy a window and door. I do, but you're not going to like what it is, right?
The Flyers.
Just everyone hang on. Buy a window or door and get the second and a half off with 18-month interest-free financing. Call Got a Door and Window at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right. So with no Phillies, no Eagles, and perhaps some people will even take a week off from the NFL and just say, I need a freaking break, and I wouldn't blame you. Penn State fans obviously know championship hopes are dashed, and who cares what happens the rest of the way now. They've already lost two. Flyers obviously will have another game. I'm not sure which day it is, but they lost last night. They'll play this weekend. But the most interesting thing this weekend, other than, like, do the Phillies announce if Topper's back or not, and I don't think they will. I think that'll stretch at
Can
least
I guess?
Into next week. Yeah.
Will Joel Embiid play in a preseason game?
Very close. The Sixers have their blue-white annual scrimmage game.
Yeah.
And seriously, like, will Joel Embiid play?
No, I know. I'm
playing.
Yeah, that's my thought. I didn't realize it wasn't a preseason game. But absolutely.
And it's open to the public. And human beings are going to get the chance to watch that guy either play or not play. And then, of course, if he plays, is he, you know, good Joel or just guy just dragging around Joel? So by like a 27,000-fold margin, the most important thing now that the other two teams aren't going this weekend is what does the big guy have? So we'll see this weekend. Let's get to Joe in Telford. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, I'm going to add a third answer to that poll, and it's relief. I'm relieved. I mean, can everyone here imagine watching that team to try and win another five games just to get to the World Series?
I disagree with you, Joe. With this starting rotation, they really could have done it, man. It was a joy to watch these guys pitch.
Every other team they played would be worse. Like, the Dodgers are the best team in baseball.
Yeah, but there's no shot these bats could have gotten it going. They are so unreliable. It seems like all they're worried about is the launch angle of the baseball off the bat.
Maybe. But, Joe, not every team was going to bring the Dodgers pitching staff to the Phillies, man. I share your frustration,
Joe. No other. Yeah. There's no other team in baseball that has as good a pitching staff as the Dodgers, full stop.
Joe, I share your frustration, but go ahead.
These big bats have proven that they're unreliable and they can't come up in big moments and they choke. Harper's biggest moment was Bedlam at the Bank. That's it.
That's his biggest moment
in Philly. He is not Mr. Philadelphia like he wants to be and like people think he is. It's disappointment year after year with this team. Kevin Long should have been gone in 2023. Thompson should have been gone in 2024. Getting no hit in the World Series was the beginning of the end for this team. That was it. And if they don't fire Thompson, Grombowski needs to go. He needs to not be in charge of this organization.
And I want to ask you a question, Joe. Joe, I'm really curious your answer to this. This is a legitimate question.
Yeah.
If the Dodgers lose in the next 10 days to the Brewers or the Cubs, will you feel the same way about the Dodgers?
Yes. Yes.
So you would say if the Dodgers lose next week, they should blow it up?
Who, the Phillies?
The Dodgers.
What do you mean, blow it up?
If the Los Angeles Dodgers lose next week, should they fire their manager, their general manager, and get rid of their core?
They won the World Series last year. No, they're still in a great
position. So that gives them immunity. Should the Yankees get rid of Aaron Judge? I'm just asking. Like, Joe, what I'm going back at you on is I think you're overrating the ease in winning in the playoffs. I share your frustration, I swear to you. But what you're missing is 11 teams lose in the playoffs and one team wins.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And there's always stuff that goes wrong when you lose. And it doesn't mean you stunk or couldn't have won. They just didn't put it together.
But we see the same thing all the time. We see the bats not putting up runs. We see the big swings and moments that you don't need a big swing. You just got to put it in play.
I agree with you on
450-foot home runs.
I agree.
So, and Petullo, something needs to be straightened out with that dude. I mean, this play calling is absolutely terrible. Like I said, I'm relieved that the Phillies don't have to play another five games because imagine that game last night another five times.
Yeah.
Another five times.
All right, Joe.
Good ending.
Good call, buddy. The game was amazing until the end.
It was wild.
It was
epic theater. Yeah. For 11 innings.
Ray, I got a prediction for you.
Yes.
You and I, and you know I don't mean this physically.
Yes.
We are going to brawl over the Phillies for the next
season. Oh, Joe, listen, I've held myself back because I'm back in the studio and you're down there. But I, like, James will see you. I'm miming things because here's my whole point is, and that gentleman was right. It's stop telling me the Dodgers were great because these games were close. It's the same problems. Arizona wasn't great.
They weren't great.
The
same exact things have gone on.
Yeah, no, you're right, but I think I'm right. All right, let's do what we do every single, and this is going to be an all-timer. Let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
John, real quick before we get to time's yours, do you align more with Ray on that or me?
It's okay, Rhea. John. You're allowed to.
Yeah. I think you and Jimmy are so soft on this team today. I think you and Jimmy are beyond, I don't even understand it. Like, forgiving to an extent that I cannot comprehend.
Seltzer, this is what I say. It's not like when John Ritchie's Eagles lost to the Carolina Panthers with 3 points in a playoff game.
You think I was forgiving? You think I was forgiving?
No, I don't.
Of myself or my team moment?
My point, and I'm
You think joking. I expected forgiveness?
Nah, I'm just saying the Dodgers are better than the Carolina Panthers. That's all I'm saying. All right, Twitter poll brought to us. And I rarely go there, guys. That's all right. I'm sorry, not Twitter poll. Time's Yours is brought to us. I had the wrong piece of paper. Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Sports Lounge. Your home field advantage from Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that.
One run in the biggest game of your life. One run. Wake your
Yeah, this is going to be epic right now. Go ahead.
I can't believe I'm sitting here listening to two morons say, "Oh, man, I'm proud of these guys. They really played hard." Are you freaking kidding me right now? I don't care if you're proud. I am absolutely pissed. These guys are idiots. They have the baseball IQ of zero. I cannot believe I'm listening to you guys stick up for mistakes.
I'm not sticking
Thank
up for
you.
Mistakes.
I agree with that. It was moronic in many cases.
What was?
And the way that we played, the way we lost with stupid play at times, which really sticks in my craw.
At times. By the way, the ultra
I'm
irony.
I'm proud of that.
Back to the Stott bunt in game, two? You know what's the irony? We were all begging for years that they'd play more small ball.
Yeah, well, except
Have you thought about that? No, I know. Believe me. You guys know I hated that bunt. And it was a beautiful bunt, and he was still out by
And then he bunted again.
That
one worked.
Yeah.
This Eagles team, they have no emotion. They are being bullied on the offensive line and defensive line. This feels like 2023 all over again. They're winning games. You know, they're 4-2. It doesn't feel like 4-2. The offense is stale. Where's the emotion? They're getting out bullied.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think they're very good, but we got a lot to discuss next week, I'll say that.
Kevin Petullo, he is horrible. Our offense is horrible. All other teams make adjustments at halftime. We don't do You know what we do? We think we can roll the exact same offense out there and do the exact same thing. Fire this man now.
Yeah, I think it's a lot more complicated than that, but okay.
Kirk Green's going to get a lot, if not all, the heat this morning. Hey, anybody seen Harper's numbers? Mr. $350 million man, Mr. I want an extension, Mr. I wear the Phillies fanatic cleats and all that, 0-4 in an elimination game?
Yeah. Look,
I think it was
0-5,
actually.
Yeah, of all the regulars, he was the worst player they had out there. He was. He did not perform. And with that, time's yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
So, John, you know I love Bryce, but this would not be the week for him to go into John Middleton's office and ask for more money. Right?
Just impossible. Impossible.
Oh, my God. Let's go to...
It was horrendous.
So, 7 years down on the contract, 6 to go. And he's been, you know, sensational for the bulk of it. But you're getting diminishing returns. And obviously, he bit it pretty hard this playoff run. It's not a run. It was a playoff pit stop because it's over so fast.
So, does he only get worse from here?
Probably. I mean, he'll be better than he was in the postseason. But I think his, like, if you look at his MVP year in 2021, like, that guy's gone. You know, that guy, to me, is totally gone. All right. Normally, it's Joe and Hugh. It's going to be Joe and Hunter Brody in for Hugh today. That's up ahead in a few minutes.
Well, Brodes will be calm.
Brodes. So let's do it one last time. It kind of became a nice little tradition before the playoff games. You know, 15 seconds from everyone. Rhea, ladies first. Your final salvo as we close down the show and close down the season.
I will never, ever in my life unsee JT Realmuto pointing to first base.
Yeah.
In my life. It'll stay with me till I die.
Seltzer?
Yeah, I'm both angry and mad, sad. I'm more sad than angry, but I'm angry too. I get people being angry.
They're angry at you for not being angry.
Apparently, man. Look, I just know that that's a great, great, great team they lost to, and it sucks, and the mental errors are going to haunt me, and that crying Kirkering play will literally, I will in a lot of ways never get over it in certain ways. But, you know, I there's going to be changes. I'm just bummed. I'm just bummed today. I'm really sad today.
John?
I'm angry today. I'm angry at 1-3. I'm angry at Rob Thompson, and I'm sorry for Rob Thompson's sake that it went the way that it did. The manager, the lineup, 1-3, Kirkering, inexcusable. I am a lot less forgiving than you are, Joe.
So where I'm at is this. I do think they'll be back over the next couple of years as a playoff team because of the starting pitching, but you only get so many cracks, and they blew one of them. And I think they largely blew it because they were one or two batters short in the lineup the whole year. I felt it the whole time, and it's why I told you pretty much the whole year I never felt they got to the point that they were a great team. I think they were close to the Dodgers, but I think that difference between really, really good and great is what defined the difference between the Phillies and the Dodgers. I think it's why the Dodgers won and the Phillies lost. And they've got some serious work to do because this is not just – Tinker. This is Tinker Plus. They got to make one or two really big adjustments to try to supercharge this thing for next year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.